Third time's the charm. Last week, we did a podcast, fucked up, the audio got fucked up. This week, just did 10 minutes of a podcast, alarm went off my fucking phone, and the whole thing ended. New thing we're doing, for the third time explaining, so sorry if it's quick, is Grandma and me will listen to an album. I'm picking the album, usually. I mean, I'm giving her choices, but it's albums that I'm going with. Last week, we did Sgt. Pepper's. I'm going to have you listen to it in 3 months because we did that whole... We'll explain it then. Tonight, we did Night at the Opera. So far, Grandma said it's really great. All of the songs together right now, I'm averaging. We're on, like, the seventh song. She said mostly, like, numbers between, like, 5 and 7, even which I think is weird because she said how great the album was. Anyway, so... Sorry, that's where we are, but I don't feel like redoing all of that, so you're just going to get the 10 minutes that we just did in 2 minutes. I mean, not the whole podcast will be 2 minutes, but I just explained it in like a minute and a half. Okay, we're on the song. We're going through each song and rating it. Right now, her average is 5.125, and her, the song we're on is Good Company. No, we're on Love of My Life.
Love of My Life gets a... 10.
Okay.
No, 9.
Okay. I know where you said 9. Hold on, let me do that. Okay. Good Company?
Good Company gets a 6.
Okay. God damn, you're making this complicated with all the weird percentages. I'm just gonna round it. Okay. Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody.
10. Can I give it higher than a 10?
No.
It's... I mean, the first time I heard it, I was with my niece, Patty, and I never listened to music or anything at that time, but I heard that song, and I said, who is that? And she said, Queen, and, you know, that went out of my head. That was probably 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, or maybe 40 years ago.
I mean, that came out in 75. It was probably...
Oh, yeah, probably 40 years ago.
At least.
And, but I recognized even then, in my musical ignorance, that it was a great song.
Yeah.
And every time I listen to it, I think it's brilliant. And it's true, they go from one thing to another, but again, it seems... I wish I knew more about music. I wish I knew more about classical music, because it seems to me that they take...
That's not...
A lot of stuff from classical music. I don't mean just that one, but...
Well, you're not right about that, really.
Well, I mean, I guess they're making fun of it in that whole... Fandango thing.
There, no.
What? I see a little silhouette.
For one, that was so terrible, offbeat, out of key, not even the lyrics. Two, they're
but
not making...
I wanted to make you understand.
Oh my God, stop interrupting me. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna never talk again. They're also not making fun of classical music. What? They're not making fun of classical music at all. I don't know. You're giving me this weird look.
Well, I think it's a little lightly teasing about it.
You're wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong.
Well, you're wrong according to Freddie Mercury, who wrote the song, so.
What did he say?
He just said it's the words that only he knows, and that he's the only person that knows what he's saying during that whole time. The whole song is just about something that nobody knows, only him. Not even like Brian May.
And well, so that doesn't have anything to do with whether they're making light of classical music.
Well, why would they be making fun of classical music?
They're not making fun of it.
You just said they're making light.
I said they're making light of it.
You also use the words making fun of that and teasing it.
Making light fun of it, I guess. It doesn't mean that they don't like it, but it just means that they, you know, can... They know enough that they can make a little fun of it.
But they're not making fun of it.
I'm not saying I'm... You know, that's just how it sounds to me.
Yeah, but what classical music is... No, well, I mean, that's not even what classical music sounds like.
Yeah.
No.
Sounds like a lot of classical music. What? Choral music.
Well, that's not...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That, no. What, okay. Difference between that is, with classical music, a voice is an instrument, right? It's not like a voice that we think of in music now. When people were doing classical music, the voice was just considered an instrument most of the time. It wasn't really considered like a whole other thing. Like, singing wasn't considered a different kind of thing. With that, they're saying words that do have a meaning and, like, are not just serving a purpose not only to just be harmonizing and, like, good sounding. Like, there's also a purpose. It's just no one knows what the fucking purpose is because Freddie Mercury never said it.
Well,
And they're also, I mean, that's not even, like, and also that's not what classical music sounds like. Classical music has a very distinct tempo and very, like, melodic sound. That's not melodic. It doesn't have a distinct tempo. It has a drums. I mean, like, it has drums.
In that part of it? I thought it was a cappella, pretty much.
No, there's drums and, like, weird keyboard sounds. It's not classical. They have, just because, okay, it is operatic. But opera and classical are two different things, for one. And two, it's also, I mean, just...
How do you know anything about classical music?
You don't know anything about music?
No, I know I don't.
So, like, what?
But I mean...
But why are you testing... Okay, what?
Well, I thought maybe you just studied it in your humanities class or something.
No, I just know everything about all music, including classical music. I listen to classical music.
Okay.
Why do you not believe me on this?
I've never heard you listen to classical music. And
you don't know, like, 95% of my discography.
Well, that's true. I don't.
You know, like, Queen and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and Nirvana. And
Johnny Cash.
Okay, I think it's 3,000. No, it's, like, 4,000 songs. No, it's, like, 5,000.
Well, do you have any classical music on there? Okay.
I have, like, 200 classical music songs.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'm not, I'm just saying that's how it sounds to me.
I think it's just rude to say they're making fun of anything in a masterpiece. It's Queen. It's not...
Well, a lot of masterpieces in literature make fun of things.
Literature is totally different. You compare literature to music way too much. Literature and art are literature and music are way different. In some senses.
Well, yeah, they are.
So I think...
They are, but... They probably both come from the same spot.
What?
In a human being. You know, they probably both come from...
But you're missing my entire point of this whole thing, which
What's
is that...
What's the point of the whole thing?
Which is that it's not classical music. It's not making fun of classical music. You're also just wrong. I mean, drum music didn't come in until, like, the 20s at the earliest. And drum music versus classical music is totally different. Drum music gives a distinct 4-4... That's the most common time signature, while classical music is in 4-4 usually, but the beat is a note. Well, drums are also notes, I guess, but, like, the beat is a note. So, like, on a piano, so it's like, do 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 do. That's, like, the boom. So, like, in drums, that would be, like, do 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 boom, do 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 boom. You know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
Well.
But I don't know what it has to do with...
You're saying that a classical part... Like, it just... The music theory is not there, is what I'm basically getting to. I'm explaining it very poorly, but the music theory for there is not there. I also just find it very... Like, it's not making fun of anything. It's being its own thing. Like, I don't know why you feel the need to compare it to other genres, is what I'm saying. Like, why can't it just be its own thing? Which
well,
it is.
It can. Absolutely.
Okay. So you take back your statement.
No, I'm saying that that's how it sounded to me. Now, if I keep learning about it and learning about classical music, maybe I would not see it that way. But I can't change my mind just because you say that.
It's not just I gave you facts and evidence. Well, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
You're wrong. I'm right. Doesn't really matter if you think
it's entirely possible, if not likely.
And then I'm not going to count God Save the Queen because they have that song at the end of every single one of their albums.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, they do it differently every album, but it's the same song. But so your average, well, what would you give the album as a whole out of 10?
At least a 7, maybe an 8. But, you know, I think that one song should give the whole album a...
Give the album a rating.
9.
I think, okay. That's really weird, in my opinion. Well,
it's got Love of My Life and Bohemian Rhapsody on it.
It is a really good album, but it's really weird because you say it's a great album, but then when you broke down Sgt. Pepper's and you broke down this album, your Sgt. Pepper's average for each song was 8.5. This one is 7. But for Sgt. Pepper's, you said 7 overall, and this one 9 overall. I just find that
7 is the new 9, or rather 9 is the new 7.
Yeah, so that's interesting to me. But,
well, I don't even remember when I gave Sgt. Pepper.
You gave it a 7.
But I'm just telling you.
What?
Telling you how it seemed to me. It seemed to me that they are, I was thinking at the beginning of the album, oh yeah, I didn't realize that Bohemian Rhapsody was on this album at the beginning. I was thinking, oh, I can see how they're working their way toward the kind of stuff they do in Bohemian Rhapsody, where it just is perfect. And the other kinds of things they do, you know, where they're disjointed, as you said, it wasn't perfect. It was a little bit disorienting, maybe, or a little bit unpleasant.
To you?
Yeah, to me. But then, it turns out Bohemian Rhapsody is, you know, they did that at the same time they did these others. So, that theory wasn't very good.
But you're, okay. Okay. You have an opinion. For sure. Moving on to this next portion. I'm done with the album review because Queen albums, every single time we do, I'm going to get pissed because your takes are going to be really bad and I'm going to get pissed. I can deal with other albums, but this one is pretty hard to listen to. But you gave it a 9, so whatever. Okay, you know how you always are looking for very... Okay, that's going to come across the mic really bad, how you keep folding that. You know how... You always try to find a very distinct meaning in an album.
In a song, you mean?
No, an album. Like, well, or song.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. But if it's not handed right in front of you, then you don't find it and you think it doesn't have a meaning?
That's what you said
about Sgt. Pepper's. And then I explained it and you're like, well, I guess. But it still didn't have a meaning to me. Okay. Look at this painting. It's from the Romantic era. What are you interpreting? It's a man on top of a mountain above clouds, looking off.
Well, he looks pretty powerful up there.
Any other interpretations or observations? If you don't have any, that's fine.
Yeah, I would say he is somewhat proud of himself, but also humbled by nature.
Okay, come. Can I see back? So that's how you interpret this, a piece of art, which is also what music is. I interpret this as a guy going all the way up a mountain just to be barely above floating water and society's expectations and normalities. Well, just getting to my point. We have the same photo or picture, painting or whatever, and see it two totally different ways. So why can't... Like, everybody... I mean, you know... And I know, everybody else knows, that that's how art works. Like painting art.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't it be that way with albums or songs?
It can.
Well, but you always fight it.
Well, I just kind of fight for what I see in it. And I don't know why you're not willing to let me say that's my opinion.
Okay, hold on. I've never fought your interpretation of a song. Like, if a song has a... Like, you... Oh my god, you have to stop moving. I was gonna, if the song has a meaning, then I'll tell you it, but I'm not saying that your interpretation is wrong because you interpret art. When you say things like Bohemian Rhapsody is classical music, that's just blatantly not true. That there's a line of like how you interpret music and the meaning behind it and what music is.
Right.
I mean, that's like if drums are playing...
I mean, it has elements of classical music.
Okay, but you're missing my point, though.
Oh, okay.
That there's, like, facts and music, and then there's, like, just opinions, and I've never corrected one of your opinions.
Oh, okay.
Like, with Sgt. Pepper's, I didn't say you were wrong that you didn't find a meaning in it. I thought it was amazing that you listened to 40 minutes of music and didn't find a meaning in it, honestly. And I told you the meaning of it, like, the album, like, war and veterans, but...
That's I can sort of see it after.
Well, that's still not my point, though.
Okay.
My point, like, do you not see what I'm saying?
Well,
you're challenging me, saying that I don't let you interpret music the way you want. I'm saying when you say I don't see a meaning, or there's this thing that has a fact or it's not a fact, and it's either a fact or not a fact, that I'm going to challenge both of those. But I'm never going to challenge if you have an interpretation, even if it's stupid. And you have really stupid interpretations of songs. Like, I'm not even being mean, but I'm not going to sit there and be like, wow. Well, in my head, I'm going to be like, wow, that's really stupid and definitely not what they were going for, but okay.
Well, you might find that I was right about some things.
Oh my God, but there's nothing to be right about is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You are so stuck on you being right and me being wrong because you have this weird power struggle about it when it comes to music.
No, I want you to realize that you might not know.
Okay, but when I'm talking to you, Grandma, I know more about music.
Well, I know, of course.
And I'm like, okay, so I don't understand what your argument is then.
My argument, it wasn't an argument then. I just want you to think
you
about the possibility that you could be wrong about some things.
Okay, but this isn't some things. This is like the thing I know most about by far. And talking to someone who knows very little about it.
That's true.
So,
and I did not know Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band or whatever.
And that's also a fact that the creators of the album have said, so I'm not just pulling it out of my ass. So, like, stuff like that, that's just a fact. And you can interpret it differently, but you can't get mad at me and say that I'm thinking I'm just right when I'm just pointing out a fact.
Well, again, to compare it to literature, which, again, you might not be able to do, but...
Well, I mean, you can, just not the way you were, in my opinion.
Sometimes... writers, when somebody points out something to them in their work, say, you know, I wasn't consciously doing that, but obviously
I did. Oh my God,
it.
You're missing the point though.
Okay, what's the point?
Grandma, I don't give a shit what your interpretation is or what the artist says your interpretation should be. That's not, like, I could literally give two shits about that. That is so irrelevant to me. My point is, you can't say that I'm not letting you have creative freedom and you're thinking if the thing I'm fixing is the facts, which are classical music, Bohemian Rhapsody, not the same thing. You know what? If you want to interpret Sgt. Pepper's for nothing, I'm going to say, well, that's not what they're going for. Here's what they're going for. But if you don't want to, like, see that or you don't see it, then
so
fine.
So you say that, you're saying that Bohemian Rhapsody is not like classical music?
No.
Okay.
That's my point, though. That's a fact based off of music theory and just how, like, basic music works. That's not interpretation. That's... If you're like, well, it gives me the same emotion or vibe that classical music gives me, that's an interpretation of music because it's about the vibe and emotion. If you're saying the music is like classical music and you keep kicking the coach, which is gonna mess up the audio, like I've said 4 times, then you move it again. Anyway, you can't, there's like a line between fact and opinion, and you just don't see that in music. And I don't
well,
see that.
Well, I guess I know so little about both kinds of music that
I can't judge
whether your facts are reasonable or not.
But that's, oh my God, you're missing my point completely.
Just because you say it's a fact doesn't mean it is.
I'm not telling you, I'm not saying that. But you also can't say that I'm limiting your interpretation and thought process if I'm pointing out a fact. Even if you don't think it's a fact, that's not limiting anything. If there's something that either is fact or not fact, even if I'm wrong, I'm not limiting your thought process. I'm not limiting what you have, like, interpretation over.
Okay.
So even if it is, you know what, if it had 15 elements of classical music and I said it didn't, that doesn't matter because my point is that's either fact or not fact. So that's totally different than me saying, well, your interpretation is wrong. You can't interpret music wrong, but you can say wrong things about music theory.
Yeah, and I know nothing about music theory.
Which is my point. So I don't understand why you're saying stuff like, well, you're not letting me interpretate. I'm just telling you what's...
I think I said that a long time ago, and you've, like, bashed me for 15 minutes about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because you're not understanding, and it's unfair.
I think I understand it.
I think you do now, but you also, like... I'm not bashing you either, but... You're not... Okay, I'm just saying, like, when it comes to music, you're not going to sit there and tell me that I'm not letting you have interpretation of it. Because that, like, just makes me feel icky. When that's also not even what's happening anyway.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And you just didn't get it, so I had to explain it more.
Okay.
It's not bashing you.
Okay.
And I'm right, so.
Well, I'm sure you are.
It doesn't even matter if I am or not. I'm just... The point is... In certain situations, it's right or wrong. In certain situations, it's a spectrum.
Right. Fact, opinion.
Yeah.
But I sometimes... Well, we don't need to get into that.
No, I'm curious. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I sometimes wonder, you know, there aren't that many facts that are definite.
That doesn't even make sense. I mean, it does for certain things.
I mean, I guess, actually, I'm probably thinking about absolute truth. And that is slippery.
Well, hold on, we can get to that existential thinking in a second. But either way, I go back to my point. It doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. My point is it's still either fact or not in that situation. Music theory is either fact or not fact, or it's true or not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if I'm right or not. It's still making the point that interpretation and of music and music theory are two different things. Anyway.
Yeah.
And then I know what absolute truth is, but I don't know it well enough
to talk
about it.
Well, I mean, people argue about the truth and facts all the time. But it's really hard to come up with something and say it's absolutely true. But I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about music. What other album do we want to do?
Well, I mean, there's a ton. I think we need to go with more experimental of an album.
Really?
This is too boring.
Okay.
Of an album to talk about. I mean, a good album, but it's just not...
Well, maybe I'm just boring.
What? No, the album is... What? Okay, we don't need your dumb self-deprecation right now. It's funny because I'm deprecating your self-deprecation. But I'm talking like Dark Side of the Moon, The Wall all the way through.
Okay.
The White Album, Abbey Road, In Utero. Something just out, like a little more than just this. Okay. Because this is a good album, but it's not a great podcast. Like, it's hard to have a full podcast episode, so I'm glad I had the picture in the back of my... The painting.
Yeah, that was a good way of getting through to me.
Yeah. Anyway, that is the podcast.
Okay.
Remember the three things.
What three things?
Grandma's always wrong, I'm always right, and don't believe in God.
Alex.
Any final words?
Well, just take everything with a grain of salt.
Actually, you know what? Okay, that's such a passive-aggressive little comment there.
No, I just... Basically, I what I wanted to say, and I should have just said this, you can believe in God if you want to.
No, you can't. I mean, you can, but you... Okay. You know how we're talking about you can have interpretation of art?
You can have interpretation.
Or, yeah, you can. With the Bible, you can't. It's just wrong.
Well
actually, if they think it's art and interpreting it, then it's not real. So, ha, bitch.
That's what it is.
Well, it is art. So, I'm interpreting it.
It's art and they're interpreting it and it's not real. Yeah, I don't think it's really the voice of God. But, I don't know.
Well, that's a whole nother reason. Anyway. Last week Grandma claimed she could sing on key. Would you like to give that... Yeah, you did, because you remember, like, well, I can sing on key in choir music.
Oh.
Which is how you sang that one song.
You want, yeah.
Sing it.
Oh. Let me think. Requiem aeternam donais is domine et lux perpetua Luce a domini in a te deicer ignus in Sion et tibi redetur in Jerusalem ex audio rationem. I forgot the rest
of it. Well, for one, that was in French, so if you think she's having a stroke.
Wasn't it French?
Or whatever language.
Latin.
Why the fuck are you so pissed?
I mean, it's just not French.
I mean, that's all those languages are like, wah-shaw. That's not, it's like, krah.
No, that's gross. German.
That's how French is too. French is just as gross.
French R is. Oh, I love French.
I'm not saying.
But I also love Spanish.
Anyway, that she wasn't having a stroke. It's a different language. Was my point.
and it's the song they sing at funerals.
You also did better than I thought. You actually did change notes. I thought you were just gonna sing on the same note.
Is that what I did last time?
No, just same note, different dynamic. To be honest, do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? Different, like a dynamic.
Dynamics.
Yeah.
Generally.
Well, go you. I mean, I
don't know what.
Give
music
me an
dynamics
E. Give me an E.
I would have no idea how to give you an E.
Wait, you don't know what? Okay, a dynamic in singing would be singing the same note but just raising the volume, basically. So you don't go higher or lower. It's actually really hard. See, you went higher.
I did.
Yeah, the note went higher. It's just supposed to be the volume. So like, I didn't do it.
Right.
Because the you see how it's anyway. Well, then how do you know how to sing the song? I mean, like, what's your baseline for singing that if you don't know how to give a note?
If it sounds right or not to me.
How do you know if it sounds right if you don't know the notes?
Sometimes when you, if you're in the wrong key and you go up a note, it doesn't sound right because you're in the wrong key. I think that's what I mean.
Okay, I don't think it is. Okay, you know a note.
Yeah.
So give me an E note.
E?
And an E note.
I don't know what's E and what's not.
So then how do you know how to sing? Like...
Well, people were singing a long time before E's came along.
Oh, my God. Okay, but they still had an internal thing of what E, A, that was. You're
well,
just
you
labeling
give me
it.
An E. And
I don't know how to sing. Like, I couldn't do that. Like, I don't know, like, moving what, how many notes I'm moving up. Like, I'm saying if you were to do that, how do you know how to start?
I don't know. You just get to, I just know somehow. Sometimes. With some songs, like Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. And if I started with Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's not, for one, that's not.
Are we still on the podcast? Yeah. Oh, they don't want to hear this.
I think it's interesting that you can sing without knowing what key or note you're doing.
I've never had any idea what key I was singing in.
The key doesn't matter as much as the actual note. It's honestly shocking that you can sing... Like, the notes without knowing it.
Love me tender, love me true.
Well, you're just really offbeat for that, so. No?
For my darling, I love you. And
you're so offbeat, oh my God.
I am offbeat.
You're offbeat.
Oh, yeah, I don't have beat.
Okay, again, key. Of course you're off key. He's singing in, like, a low E key. Do you know the difference between a key and a note? I don't think... I'm starting to wonder.
No.
Oh, well then... Okay. Hold on. We're about to do a music... Hold on, just talk. We're about to do a music theory lesson for
him. He's going to make me learn something about music, and I don't really... I'm too far advanced to learn anything about music. I might be able to learn something about something I already know something about. But I'm not going to be able to learn this.
It's not complicated at all, actually.
Okay.
Okay. So, guitar. It goes E string. So an E. E note. A note. D. D note. G. G note.
Okay.
B. E. Okay. Minor pentatonic scale. E. So the way that you know what key you're in is if I play this, this is an E. Right? So if I went... I played all the notes in the scale in the key of E because the first note is an E.
Okay, we'll play all the notes in the scale in a different one.
Right. So, this is a G on the E string.
Okay.
So, it goes, this is the key of E, this is the key of G.
Okay.
But it's the same notes, just in a higher key.
But it definitely sounds very different.
Not really.
It sounds like maybe you have some... Like sharps and flats. I know that's piano stuff.
I've got grandma. Stop hitting the phone. Oh my God. You're going to mess up the audio. What? Sharps? Okay, I mean, okay.
Well, you could get your keyboard. I think it's easier to learn on a keyboard than it is on a guitar.
It's really not.
The basic music stuff.
Okay, I'll get my keyboard.
Oh my god.
Why are you so, like, pissed about this?
I'm tired and hungry.
Why are you so mad?
I'm not mad.
You just even know. Like, oh my god.
Well, I might be disgusted.
Why are you disgusted?
Because I want to stop.
Just listen, though. Okay. Key is the group of notes, or like what, how high and low a group of notes is.
I get it.
A note is a note.
Right.
So like, both C's. Same note in different keys.
Got it.
Fuck.
I got it. You got through to me. I understand.
But that's not complicated. That's like basic.
I know, but it's hard to, you know, if you're not used to thinking in terms of. I da 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 da. That's right.
No.
Yeah, it's a Beatles song.
Yeah, but you just were going ah da da da.
No, bad. Okay. I can't think of which one it is.
And I Love Her.
Oh yeah.
I like the Kurt Cobain version better.
I haven't heard that.
It's just like an acoustic guitar like this. It just goes.
I think the truth is that I like piano better than guitar. For stuff like, but I mean, you can do so much more with guitar. Mm. Well, Brian May can.
I mean, you can, but. Anyway. I know we're still on a podcast. Thanks for pointing that out to me, literally. Major scale time!
No, stop!
Wait.
Well, what is the difference between a major and minor scale?
The notes in it. So, minor is more depressing. Well, for example, this would be the key of E major pentatonic scale. Wait, I fucked that up.
Okay, do it in an E minor.
No, that's not how that works. But this is an E minor scale. So this is minor. What we just did was major. This is major. That's more depressing. Well, I'll do the first. Okay. Do you guys have this note and this note?
Yeah, I know what minor scale, you know, when I hear it, I know what it sounds like, but I just didn't know how it worked.
I don't think you do. You can tell, I'm so confused. You don't know what a note and a key is, but you can tell what's a minor scale and a major scale? What?
Well, play something in a minor scale.
Okay, I'm gonna play either a major.
Okay, do that. Minor. Minor blues scale.
Yeah, exactly what's called, actually. The minor pentatonic blues scale in the key of E. That's really weird that you got that.
It still sounds like minor to me.
That's major.
Oh.
So you just think everything is minor pentatonic. Well, you're going to be right 50% of the time.
Well, I mean, if you have like a minor thing, like in an orchestra.
But that's way, okay, that's not a scale. That's just notes, minor notes.
Oh.
Okay, for example, you're thinking this. This is an E chord.
That's major.
Major, happy.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah, D.
Yeah. And usually I, well, Maybe it's that when things are in a minor scale, they're like slow and...
That's not a minor scale. Scale is notes. Chords and notes are different.
Okay, I've had it. Okay. Can't learn anything else tonight.
My name is Rambo.
But let's talk about chords the next time.
Okay. Okay, I like this album review, the music theory lesson with you. It's a very interesting duo. So a chord. Chords aren't that hard. I mean, it's just literally...
I know, but I don't want to forget the key and note thing. I want to let that settle.
Okay. Bye, potty people of the universe.
Bye.
Oh, is that your final word?
Mm-hmm.
Bye. And that was in the key of E. That was a joke.